My name is Rosemont Edem. Welcome back to Teens Talk About Everything podcast. This podcast is a one-stop podcast for teens that have questions about life, about career, about personal life, family. Whatever questions you have, this is where you have to be. This week, we're talking about making the right career choice as a teen. Last week, we talked about discovering yourself as a teen. If you haven't listened to that podcast, you can do so by visiting the Anchor, Spotify, or the Google Podcast app. It's available on Play Store. Then, if you haven't watched the last session, the interview session that we had with our guests, you can do so by watching via YouTube, Foundational Network Africa. All these resources are available for you as a teen to navigate the first few years of your life, you know, moving from teen to pre-adulthood. All right, so with me here is
Victoria Bassey. Hi everyone.
And we're going to be answering some of your questions. So we had teens send in questions about career and career choices and everything, and we have lots and lots of questions, but we're just going to pick in a few of them, and we're going to be looking at them critically based on our experience growing up as a teen and some of the things that we did that helped us. It might not be the solution you need, but it would help you navigate and make the decision that is very, very pertinent to you at this point in your life. So this podcast is for people in high schoolers, if there's any word like that, if you're still in high school and or you're out of high school and you want to make the decision on your career choice. So let's go right in.
Okay.
So first of all, we'd have to decide or how we want to do this. If we're going to answer the questions first, or we're going to talk a bit about...
Let's talk first.
Okay. So we're going to define what career is, then we're just going to define the terms and look at it in a broader scale. So what do you think career is?
Okay, career is like a job or profession that you, a person does for a long period of their lives, you know, for a specific amount of period of time of their lives. So anything you engage yourself in for a good number of years of your life that is productive to you financially and physically, it's just your career.
So it's an occupation, right? So if that out of the way, we're going to be talking about some of the things that some of the questions that we had to ask ourselves, the very important questions we had to ask ourselves as teen before deciding the career that we wanted to. Some of the careers that we took up, we were ushered into the careers, and other ones we actually made a decision. Like for her, she was ushered into the career, and she would tell us that story of making her career choice and what influenced that.
Yeah.
Just tell us in brief.
Okay. When I was in secondary school, I was faced with the, you know, the choice of having to, you know, do medicine,
okay,
or study public health, or, you know, study food science. Food science at that time was like the best choice to have to make, because it was in line with my passion. I am a baker, I'm a caterer, so I just felt okay, it would have been a nice you know, choice to study food science because it was just around the corner of what I was already doing.
Okay,
so my parents were like, you could read medicine because we need a doctor in the family, you know, because I have three sisters, and out of three of them, two of them are nurses.
Yeah.
So my mom was like, we need a doctor, you know, to just settle everything, you know. And my sister, my other sister, did art, so she studied English and literary studies. So I was at a fix because I knew what I would have liked to study, and then my parents, on the other hand, were trying to, you know, convince me to study what they wanted me to study. So that being said, I was able to narrow it down at the point I decided I was going to go with the medicine.
Okay.
But then, you know, life being what it is, I ended up settling for something totally different, something that was never in the picture. So I had to study botany. I went into botany. I studied botany in the university. And trust me, it wasn't a bad decision. Yes, I knew it wasn't on the table initially, but I don't think I regret studying it. Yes. And
so what happened to your passion?
Okay, I pursued it.
Yes.
I pursued it with four legs. And I will be very honest with you. My passion right now has taken the bulk of my time, honestly. And it has provided for me in ways that I did not think it would. I took it up to a very serious and, you know, to a very high extent. And it has been such a blessing to me.
So are you glad that you decided to take like a professional career first, having that background?
Yes.
And discipline before going into your
passion? That was very important, because I would say to a great extent I needed that exposure. I needed to study. You know, I needed to study professionally botany, which I did, and I am a certified botanist. And that is something that is added to my name. It is not a waste.
Yeah.
Yes. I could decide now to you know, take on a job with it, and it's still very productive to me. Yes. So it's very important to consider doing a professional course. I know that the passion, following my passion at that time would have just been it, you know. I could have just decided to, you know, take up some courses, you know, and brush myself up at the baking and, you know, just start up something really big, start big. But then I found that studying professionally a course in the university was just something that could not have been cut off, or how do I say, something that I couldn't go behind. It's something that I had to do, and then pursue my passion on the side, and then merge both of them. So I am a very stable person.
We all know that parents have a huge role to play when it comes to making a career choice. But for me, I had to sit back and listen to my inner self. Now, it's not like there was a voice speaking inside me, but I needed to look at my strengths, what I was good at, and decide, okay, is this where I want to go? So for my parents, they wanted me to study medicine. My dad studied pharmacy, and every other person in the family were going into ICT. My other siblings, one was in art, the other one was in science, but not in pharmacy. But they wanted me to be the one that will carry the whole, but that did not happen, right? Because I sat back and I looked at my strengths. I didn't have, you know, I wasn't good with chemistry. I wasn't good with physics. So why would I want to go into medicine when that's the core, you know, those are the core courses that would hold me in that particular area? So I sat back looking at the experiences I had gotten while in secondary school. My mom had like a shop that, let's say like a supermarket, and I would go there every holiday to help her, you know, take inventory, you know, sort of help her mix in the day-to-day running of the business, and also making sales and all of that. So I realized that I loved what I was doing. I loved the fact that I was involved in the family business at the time. We don't have it again. But that, you know, sort of pushed me towards what I studied. I studied accounting now. So that particular strength I had developed in getting it as a skill helped me make the decision that I made. And I must say it was a good decision that I made. And it might not be the same thing for you, but we'll share later on, you know, other things that can help you to make that decision very seamless for you. So I think I'll ask another question.
Okay.
So we have questions here that teens sent in, and we'll be looking at them one after the other. So someone has here, or someone's asked here, how do I choose my career? How do I know my interests and passions, and what works for me?
Okay. How you can know your interests and your passions and what works for you. Okay, first of all, I would like to say that it's important to discover your strengths. Yes. That is very, very important, because before you go into your interest and, you know, what you would want to do, what you would want to further in, you need to know what you're good at. You need to know what you can picture yourself doing.
What you do with so much happiness.
Exactly.
With ease.
You need to discover for yourself. And you can't rely on anybody to tell you, I think you would look good being this. I think you would look good. You need to discover for yourself.
Yeah.
It's a question you need to ask yourself and honestly answer. Yes, you need to discover the things that you do with ease, the things that you love doing, because at the end, when you finally follow what your heart is in tune with, work becomes play. It's easy to work. You don't have to stress because it's something you already love doing. So discovering your interest lies very heavily on knowing what your strengths are, and you know, just discovering what it is that your heart goes into doing.
Okay. All right. So thank you for answering that question. So everything boils down to know your strengths, know what you're good at. You know, there's sometimes that your strengths would come with difficulties. Why do I say that? Some of the things that I might love to do, there are going to be difficulties along the way, but I'm excited solving those problems because it's something I love. But if I delve into something that I'm not excited doing and difficulties come, I would be frustrated, right? I would, and that's the problem that a lot of people are facing in uni right now, because they are taking courses that they don't know anything about those courses.
Yeah.
They are not excited about those courses. They are taking those courses because that's what the system gave to them.
Yeah.
So they are frustrated every single step of the way. But if it's something that you love to do, you would always find problem solving as an exciting exercise for you. So that's one. We've given you a tip already.
Yeah.
So the next question. So she's asking, or he is asking. We don't know. They are all anonymous. I want to be. She didn't say what, or he didn't say what. But my parents insist that I become this. But I don't see myself standing up against them. How do I explain to them that I'll do much better if I pursue my dream?
Okay. And I'm guessing your dream is your passion. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so every Nigerian parent would, in a way, want to pick out what they want their children to study. I need you to understand that this is not out of a place of possessiveness, but from a place of love.
Yeah.
Because every parent would find pleasure and be happy when they are able to brag, you know, with their children, oh, my child is this, my child is a doctor, is a, you know. So it's important that you don't completely neglect what they say. This is very important. You need to, I'd advise that you sit back and go back to your drawing board and analyze everything, what they're saying and what you want. Now, it could be that your parents want you to study, let's say, law. Because, like my parents, they need a lawyer in the family. And let's say you have a passion for music or for baking. And you want to, you feel you would do better, maybe professionally as a baker or as a professional musician or artist. It is important that you note the role of having to study a professional course in a university. It's important you note that.
You can even study some of those courses professionally, but the truth is, what is the climate like? Your environment, does it encourage that particular skill or course or whatever program that you want to take?
Yes, sitting back on your drawing board, you need to analyze your environment.
Mm.
You need to know if this passion that you want to follow or pursue will thrive in the environment you find yourself. You get.
Is this sustainable? I think that's what you're trying to say.
If it's sustainable, because that is the goal at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just pursue a passion that will not be productive enough to take care of yourself and, you know, and the people around you when the time comes
for it. So you have to look at the next 5 years. Where do I see myself and this particular decision I want to make? Is it going to support the decisions I'll be making at that point in my life? Right? If your answer is yes, then that is the answer that you need. But there are some times that when your parents have a particular suggestion to give in terms of career choices, you need to also sit back and think of, what are my strengths? So if you list out your strengths and they align with what they want you to do, you can actually fall back on their plans and take up your passion as a support system, like Vicky did, right? Not necessarily, but there are some people that need to, for example, I want to study, my parents want me to study law, and I love to talk, right? I love to address people. I love to, you know, take on debates and all of that. But I don't really want to study law. Maybe I just want to take up a course in communications. Maybe I want to take up a course in media and comms, or one of the courses that has to do with that. But I don't want to take up something in law. But looking at the long-term, you know, version of my life, where do I see myself? Do I see myself in full comms? Mm-hmm. Or do I see myself leading conversations? Do I see myself in the forefront of making decisions? So I want to look at politics. Mm-hmm. So if you have other options that you can suggest with backup, with points to back up that, you know, you can always talk to your parents about it. Yeah. But first of all, do research on what they are asking. Maybe they've actually studied you and they've seen that these are your strong points.
Yeah.
Compare it with what you think your strong points are. The middle ground is where you'll be able to make the decision.
Yeah.
Right?
That's just it. That's
all right.
Everything.
So
yeah.
The next question someone is asking.
Okay.
I'm just done with high school, but I have not discovered what I want to do. Should I take a gap year to figure out things out? If yes, why? If no, why?
Okay. In this case, where you have not decided what it is you want to study or what it is you want
confused.
To do, you're still confused. There is nothing wrong with taking out time to figure yourself out. There is nothing wrong. And during this time, you shouldn't just be idle and thinking. You should engage yourself, engage your mind, engage engage your brain, you know, keep yourself active, don't stay dormant.
You can take up a skill.
Yeah, you can take up a skill, join a summer internship, or, you know, whatever it is that you find you think would help sharpen you and point you in the right direction. Having to work with people, maybe people within your age grade or people older than you, you know, that, you know, could give you that experience of thinking beyond your environment, you know, to figure out what it is that you'd find yourself doing. Who knows, being in contact with maybe, let's say, friends or people within your age grade will help you, point you in the right direction. You could discover your strengths there. You could discover the things that you're actually interested in. You could discover that you can speak well. You can discover that you are a good writer, depending. And that's just great for you.
I think that's a good idea. Taking up summer internships is a very wonderful. You can volunteer as well. You can volunteer with organizations, corporates, privates, non-profits. You can also use that gap year to research on different opportunities, or research on courses that fit best to your strengths, right? If you didn't have the opportunity to do this while in school, but if you're still in school, this is an opportunity for you to do the research that you can do, right? Make those research, you know, you can make it like Vicky. Select three areas that you feel points you, that supports your strengths. Start making research on what career is available for this, you know, set of people, or rather what career is available for this set of people, and what can I do to get this career to be successful. So there are lots and lots and lots of things you can do in that gap year. Another way, you might not even need to take the gap year. You might just take a few months to make that decision. If for example you're in Nigeria, you have to take other courses that are available. Just so you can take a course on you know, the computer classes, right, just so that you are computer savvy. You know, so there are a lot of things you can do in that period of waiting and discovering yourself. I bet you that period would be good for you to make the decision for the next year. All right, so we have another question here. So person is asking, I have given it much thought and decided that my interest is in a particular area. But after a while, I discovered that this area that I've, you know, decided that my interest is in has more job opportunities. And I'm beginning to have second thoughts. I want to do what I'm passionate about. But with the way things are going in the country, she's referring to, or he is referring to, Nigeria, should I just go for the one I'm sure of getting a job in?
Yeah, you should.
Well, there is no one way answer to it, but I think you just need to weigh options. Weigh options, do your research. That's where research comes in, to decide on what is applicable for that particular course that you want to take. What are the job opportunities that are available there? Sometimes it might not just be about the job opportunities that are available. How are you going to be a solution provider in that sector that you have chosen? How can I become a job provider as well? You know, creating jobs as well. So we need to start looking beyond going to school, you know, deciding on the career I want to do, enrolling, completing it, and we're waiting for jobs to be provided, in as much as is what is supposed to be. But most times we need to refocus and realign ourselves to become, you know, solution providers and job creators as well. So while you're doing that course, while you're making that decision, start thinking of the next 5-10 years. It might be long, but you need to start looking at the long run. How am I going to position in this sector? How am I going to solve problems, major problems in this sector? How will I be one of the frontiers, or one of the how will I play one of the leading role in this particular sector that I've decided that I want to venture in?
Do you have anything to say?
You said everything.
Oh well, honestly, there's nothing wrong with doing both. Who says you can't do both? Mm-hmm. Yes, but like Rosemond said, it's important you weigh your options and know which is profitable, and then who knows, you can follow your passion, and you know that would just be like a side hustle. Mm. But you need to know which is more important, which you should prioritize.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. So we've succeeded in answering most of the questions. We're out of time. Maybe we'll have like another video to answer all the other questions.
Yeah.
Maybe to be a part two of this particular podcast. But till then, we'll be sharing a few other ways, you know, that we've not shared already, that can help you as a team to make the right choice, career choice. And we're also going to be sharing tips that can help parents guide their teens, you know, on the journey to deciding what they want to study, help them out in the confusion that they're facing, right?
Yeah.
So do you have a few tips that you'd like to share now for the teens?
Okay, yes, I've got a few tips for you. Firstly, you need to identify your strengths.
Nice.
That is very, very important. You need to identify your strength. You need to create networks with your friends. You need to reach out to people like Rosemond. She's here for you. Honestly, you need to reach out.
You need mentors, right?
You need mentors,
people,
yes,
that can guide you. So if you have an area of interest, for example, you want to study law, you can meet someone that is already studying law or has graduated as a lawyer, and he's seven. So he has lots of experiences to share with you. It would help you sort of pattern your interests.
Yes. And then you need to consider volunteering,
mm-hmm,
and internships.
Well, that's a very, very important role, because the host of this podcast is Dorcas Ekpeyong, and she's currently interning with Foundational Network Africa before she transitions into going into uni. She's waiting. That period, the gap year we spoke about, is what she's using to sort of discover, you know, other areas, writing skills, her communication skills and everything, building them up. That internship or volunteer opportunity would help you as a teen, you know, pattern your life.
It will. But not the least, you should always communicate with your parents.
Yeah.
Whoever it is that stands as a guardian to you, they should be the first to hear, or, you know, it should be the first point of, they should be the first people you discuss with,
mm-hmm,
you know, so they can hear from you and also point you in the right direction.
Okay.
So that's important.
Okay, so I'm going to look at from the point of parents. So there are a few things that can help you as you you help your team make the best or the most important decision in their life. So the first thing you want to do is have them sit down and come up with a list of areas, their areas of interest, what they love to do. Let them come up with that list.
Yeah.
Then, you know, have them also list out their strengths vis-a-vis the list that they're coming up with the careers they want to take, they want to enroll in. and the strengths that they have. Then have them match those strengths to the areas that they have listed as their career choice. Mm. That would help them, help you support them, and also help them make the decision based on their research. Mm. They won't have to come and say, you are the one that told me to go and pick this course, so I'm not excelling. They made that choice based on the interest and based on the strengths that they have listed. Mm. Another thing you can also do is suggest that your teens take a personality test. There are online personality tests that are online, if they that are available online. If they don't know their strengths, the personality test will help them understand understand themselves,
yeah,
and understand what they're good at, their strengths, their weaknesses, and all of that. It will answer most of the questions that they're not able to answer. Another thing you can do is send them on a shadowing spree. What do I mean by shadow? You can make them shadow a colleague that is in a particular field that they have interest in, you know, just for a day or for a few hours or a few minutes, just to see how they work in that particular area, and you know, let them get first-hand experience. You can also have them intern, like we said earlier. You can have them intern or volunteer at a particular organization, or like I did when I was 18, I used to follow my mom to her office, and I would stay with her from the time that we'd go to work and come back. In that period of me being there, my mom works, she's a librarian, so I was really good with documenting the books that were coming in and the books that were going out. So I had to see and understudy her at that point in time and the work that they were doing. So that was very important for me. Then another thing is to have your teens, ask them about their goals. Listen to them. They have a lot of things that they want to do. They have passion as well, but they don't know how to tell you because they don't want to break your heart. Mm-hmm. But please listen to them. Hear what they have to say. If need be, you know, tell them the various things, the various what is applicable across different sectors and why you're suggesting what you're suggesting, and have them go do their research. It's always bound, it should always end at them making the decision based on, you know, the research that they've made. Then lastly, one of the things I would say is, if your teens have not discovered themselves, it will be very difficult for them to decide what their strengths are or to discover what their interests are. So help them these first few years, or the teen age is, you know, one of the most critical stages in their lives. And if they get it right at that point in time, you know, it's a seamless flow to the next phase in their life, and they will have you to thank for it. So, teens, parents, we all have a role to play. This particular video is not saying this is the way things are, right? We're just telling you based on our experience. We're just giving you a guide on how you can do it better. So we would like to get your feedback. We would like to get your questions on, you know, what we've discussed today. And we have people that would answer some of your questions. If you want to intern and volunteer with a few organizations, we can always do that as well. So you can follow us on Foundational Network Africa on Facebook. You can follow us at Foundational Network Africa on Instagram, at Foundational Net on Twitter. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Foundational Network Africa. All these platforms are available for you to reach us. You can also reach us at foundationalnetwork@gmail.com in case you want to have a one-on-one discussion with us. So, once again, thank you for sticking with us.
Thank you.
To the end of this podcast and vodcast, Teens Talk About Everything. We're really excited. We're going to be having other interviews. Do well to listen and watch, subscribe, like, and follow. Thank you very much, Vicky, for coming. Welcome. You are really, really, really inspiring. Thank you for answering most of our questions. All of our questions. Yeah, and we hope this session was very insightful as well. So let us know in the comments what you think. Thank you very much. Remember to work hard and stay true to yourself. Bye.
Bye.